How y'all doing?
How does it feel to be here at your first training camp?
It feels great, man. The weather's good. You know, fans came out to support. And, you know, feeling the love. So it feels great to be back out here and ready to play some football. So it feels good.
What do you try to get out of this? What do you know about training camps? When do you try to get out of this one?
I'm going to try to get everything out of it. You know, try to get, you know, the wisdom from the vets. Try to learn something from the rookies. You know, try to get more of a feel for the game and the system. And just really, you know, just try to go out here and establish myself for the fans and for my teammates.
With Tavius being here now, how do you feel just kind of a head-to-head battle perhaps to get the starting job?
We're gonna push each other. And I think the good thing about this backfield is we got some workhorses in the backfield. We got guys that's going to push each other to the next level and going to get the best out of each other. So, you know, having those two guys in a meeting room with me is good, man, because, you know, that never lets yourself get comfortable with yourself. So, you know, that's the good thing about us.
Yeah, what kind of just expectations do you have for yourself as you get in here? Do you look to make an impact pretty early?
Yeah, just really coming out establishing myself, you know, really just showing these guys, you know, I'm ready to come and play. I'm ready to come and try to help this organization win football games. And, you know, that's the main goal, why they drafted me here. So, you know, that's when I'm willing to come show my teammates and, you know, everybody else. So that's what I'm trying to get out of this, you know, come and play some good football and, you know, hope to have some good results about it.
This is a new team, new surroundings, new state to live in and everything. How comfortable do you feel yet in just kind of getting to know your new home?
From OTAs and camp and stuff like that, you know, I done got comfortable with everything, you know, really, you know, I'm filling everything out, you know, my teammates making me feel real comfortable. And, you know, I just think the unique thing about this situation is, you know, we got some good vets that's welcoming everybody with open arms. So, you know, and, you know, they're doing a great job with that and making the rookies feel real comfortable. So, you know, I'm pretty comfortable with my situation.
After going through OTAs and minicamp, how do you think your skill set fits in with this offense and how you might be used?
We're running the same thing, you know, zone, inside zone, outside zone, utilizing me, catching the football. And I just think, you know, just getting the ball in my hands as many ways as possible. You know, that's the way, you know, I can make plays. And I did it the same thing at Florida State. And I just think, you know, that's why this situation is so unique. Cause I feel like, you know, I'm in the same situation. Just got to take advantage of it.
You've been through the all-season program. You've been through rookie camp. Now it's kind of the big stage. What do you feel is going to be the biggest difference going from what you've been through so far to what you're about to get into?
Like I said, man, football is football. You know, you're just going to it at another level. You know, guys, you know, this is how people feed their family. So you got to approach it the same way they approach it. And, you know, I haven't put on pads since the Orange Bowl. So, you know, that's what I'm most looking forward to, you know, going out there and putting on pads and, you know, just getting the physical contact of the game back and stuff like that. So, you know, that's going to be the only thing that I look forward to, you know, getting back in pads and, you know, going out there and establishing myself.
What are some of the stuff you've done the last month or plus leading up to training camp to make sure you're just really, really ready?
Keeping my body fine-tuned, you know, so because, you know, it's a physical game. You know, your body is, you know, everything for it in this game. So taking care of my body, you know, training, you know, spending time with my family, and, you know, just relaxing, man, just staying out of the way and, you know, just enjoying myself.
Training down in South Park.
Yes, sir.
What's been the motivation for you, knowing that this organization has the confidence in you, knowing that you're replacing a future Hall of Famer?
For them to have a confidence in me, man, it means a lot to me. And, you know, that's why, you know, I pride myself in not letting them down. And, you know, because, you know, for them to have confidence in me, that means a lot to me. So, you know, I'm going to give it my all each and every day, every game, every snap, every meeting. So to prove to these people, you know, why they drafted me and, you know, why they had so much confidence in me. So, you know, I'm going to prove myself to them and I'm going to give it my all.
Devin, do you think much about it as I'm replacing Adrian Peterson or I'm following in his footsteps?
That won't be fair to him because, you know, he future Hall of Famer, you know. It's my first year in the NFL, you know. I ain't as close to him, you know. So, you know, I can't compare myself to him at all because, you know, he's going to go down as one of the greatest backs in history probably. So, you know, I just got to go out there and work, and I can't hide that in my head. So, you know, Adrian Peterson is one of the greats, one of the people I look up to. So, you know, I can't compare myself to him.
How was that just having rookies the first couple of days, or do you wish
wish that you kind of had some of the older guys to rely on?
I think they, like I said, they did a good job in OTAs and camp, you know, as far as showing us how to get things done. So I know we're going to go out there and, you know, practice our tail off like the vets out there watching us. So, you know, I think that's where they left us off at, and we're going to continue where they left us off at.
Everyone.
Thanks, Dom. Appreciate y'all.
Thank you.